From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,095th consecutive performance of the world's oldest living broadcast, The Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Cowboy Hooper.
I have grown this little over, been contented and carefree. Then I met you, loved and lost you, down in Nashville, Tennessee. Kept my head with all the others, kept my heart all fancy free. Then I met you, loved and lost you, down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Down in Nashville, Tennessee, sung by our star, Cowboy Copas. Well, welcome, Cope. Welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. Say, it's a big night here on the stage of the old Ryman with such opera notables on tap as Archie Campbell, Hank Garland, Miss Dellwood, the Jordan Heirs, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, and featuring as our guest, that smiling, handsome, sweet singing boy from down Louisiana way, Jimmy Newman.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy's backstage right now getting his old guitar in tune so he can sing us one of his great numbers. Meanwhile, here are the Jordan Heirs with a song they recorded with Don Gibson. It's titled, Old Lonesome Me. Here they are.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none.
I can't get over how she set me free.
Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town.
A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see.
She's not like me. She's out fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charm. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, well, I'd welcome her right back here in my heart.
Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome roots. Forget about the past and find somebody new.
Well, I've thought of everything for me to see.
Fancy free. She's flirting with the boys with all her charm. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, why I'd welcome her right back here in my heart.
Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome roots. Forget about the past and find somebody new.
Well, I thought of everything for me to see.
Thanks a lot.
Now, Grant, don't you reckon it's about time we gave the women folks in the audience a treat and brought out our handsome guest?
I surely do, Copas, and a nicer person you would never want to meet.
Or a better singer.
Yes, sirree, true. Well, here he is, friends and neighbors, your good friend and mine, Jimmy Newman.
Yeah.
Jim, it sure is a pleasure to welcome you to the Opry tonight, buddy.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Cole.
Been quite a while since either of us have had the time to be on the show, what with being out on the road and all the road trips and everything.
Yeah, but it sure is good to be back.
Well, Jim, I don't reckon the folks tuned in to hear us talk, but I do know that a lot of are mighty anxious to hear you sing that new song of yours. So if you got that guitar in tune, how about doing it for us? Here's Jimmy Newman in one of his latest and greatest, Wanting You.
Wanting you with me tonight. Oh, I'm wanting you to hold me tight. All that I need to calm my fear is only to know you'll always be near. Dear, it's so true. I'm wanting you each night and day.
Jimmy, thank you very much. Say, Copas, you've been away from the Opry for some time. Say, you notice any changes?
No, Grant, the Opry is just like that good Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Neither one ever changes except to get better.
Well, I'm sure glad you said that, Copas, because it's true, every word of it. Like the Opry, Prince Albert goes on year after year, holding old friends and making new ones. And as far as Prince Albert's concerned, there's a mighty good reason. P.A. has the flavor that most pipe smokers prefer, the mild and mellow goodness that makes for smoking comfort and enjoyment.
P.A. is perfect for the making man, too, because it rolls easy, doesn't spill, and tastes great.
Well, that's because it's crimp cut, Copas. In making cigarette or pipe, P.A. burns steady and even without hot spots.
The best way to judge is to try some P.A. yourself, neighbor. The proof is in the puffing, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Well, it's dancing time, and here to lead the music is Tommy Jackson, and he's fiddling all the Tennessee travelers to cut the capers, the tune, the Snowflake Breakdown. Let's get it, boys.
Way that pretty girl home with me, hands up for one, take a little left, swing that pretty girl by yourself, swing on, swing on, swing a little gal from Arkansas, everybody dancing on you go, to the tune of the best and picking out those. Play to the left and dance to the right, dance like you dance every Saturday night, now turn around, what's going wrong, dance to meet your party home, why when you meet her, greet her with a smile, right way back and go hard wild, everybody dancing on you go, to the tune of the best.
thank you, Tommy and Dancers. That was mighty fine. And now, Copas, it's hymn time here on the show. And I know that just suits you to a T. So if you don't mind, let's start things rolling.
All right, Grant, here's one of my old favorites and one that our audience can help out on. On the second chorus, we'd love to have all of you pat your hands real big and loud. Some of the boys will lead you. Here's one titled, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. Where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And now it's picking time, and here with his guitar is one of the Opry notables who has helped many a star record his hit record. And I might add, has put out quite a few fine records under his own name. It's Hank Garland, and he's playing a fine song called Caravan. Come in, Hank. Thank you, Hank Garland. We certainly need guitar picking like that around here. But now, here's a boy all set to entertain us with the wildest tales and the tallest stories that you ever heard. He's the Opry's funny man. It's Archie Camo. Come on out here, Archie.
How you doing, Cope, old boy?
Hello, Arch. How you doing?
Well, I ain't doing too well, Cope. I guess you heard about my trouble.
No, I didn't.
Now, I'm afraid my wife's going to leave me again.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is.
Well, why?
Going to leave me on account of my knee trouble. I've been having knee trouble. Can you imagine a woman leaving me on account of knee trouble?
Knee trouble?
Yeah, she found a blonde sitting on mine.
Well, that stands to reason, Art.
You know, my wife's been mad at me ever since last Christmas.
She has, huh?
Yeah, she got mad at me when she caught Santa Claus kissing the babysitter.
Don't blame her.
I can't help it. It's just in my family, I reckon, Cope. I've been that way. You take my grandpa, for example. He died when he was 106 years old.
He did?
And you know what killed him?
What?
A jealous husband.
Oh! Double barrel shot.
Yes, sirree. Well, that's another thing about my family. We live a long time. And I'll tell you one thing. We believe in living while we're still alive, too.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I come from a line of long livers.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you take my uncle. He had a liver that long. I was up there last week, Cope, visiting all the folks, you know, up there at Bull's Gap, and everything's just about like it always was, Don. You remember that. Yeah, everything. You remember that old swimming hole?
Oh, yeah.
Sailor's hole down there, just like it was.
It is, huh?
Yeah, good swimming hole. We used to go in there jaybird all summer long.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget one summer, though. There's a bunch of moonshiners up on the side of the mountain there, and they had that thing going full blast, and the revenueers came in. And they busted that still up, and there was about 2,000 gallons of moonshine coming running off of that mountain and filled our swimming hole up with that 100-proof stuff.
They did.
I'll swear to you, we had people that went in that year that hadn't been in swimming in ages.
Oh, I bet.
A lot of fellers that couldn't even swim, they'd go in, you know, just go in wading.
Yeah. Wade in up to
wade in up to around their nose. Just stand there red-eyed and grin all day long. We had a lot of drownings that summer, but I'll tell you one thing. When they come up the third time, they had a smile on their face. And you remember my cousin, old Mary McNasty, you remember her, don't you?
Yeah, she was sister to Shag, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sister to Shag Nasty. She's 39 years old. She's going to get married next week.
And, is that right?
Yeah, me and a bunch of the boys decided if she's going to finally get married, we'd give her a shower. And so we gave her a shower. I brought the soap. And woo! You know, it took six of us to get her in the shower. She didn't mind the soap and water so much, but that steel wool cut her up pretty bad.
Hey.
Woo. Yeah, I'm still the doctor up there, too, old Doc Campbell.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know there's nothing to this doctoring business, so you just got to keep your eyes open. That's the way you do it. Now, you take yesterday, I went out of making calls, and this one woman, I walked in there, and she's laying in bed groaning and carrying on, and I walked up and took her temperature and felt of her pulse, and I said, "Lady, you've been eating too many peanuts."
How'd you know?
You know how I found it out?
No.
Looked under the bed, and there was a stack of peanut hulls.
Well, that's simple deduction.
That's all there is to it. When I went to the next house, this woman, she felt terrible, and I looked at her a minute, and I said, "Lady, you've been eating too many oranges."
That's right. How'd
you know how I knew that?
No, how?
Looked under the bed, and there's a pile of orange peelings.
Oh, yeah.
I went to this next house, and that lady was laying there groaning, carrying on. I knew the second I looked in the door what was wrong with her.
What was wrong with her?
She'd swallowed a freight train.
Well, how'd you deduce that?
I saw the engineer under the bed.
This is Farron Young, and I'd like to sing "The Proof is in the Puffin" for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin. And PA has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
The proof is in the puffin, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor and a pipeful that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Now it's time we heard from our guest once again. So here he is, Jimmy Newman, with another of his great new recorded numbers, Now That You've Gone. Here, Jimmy.
Lost in a mist of confusion, left in a world all alone. Life is an empty illusion. Now that you're gone, now that you're gone, night without you is never ending. Yet I hate to face the day alone, knowing it's just the beginning. Now that you're gone, now that you're gone, where can I go? What can I do? Who can I turn to now that I've lost you? Darkness falls all around me. All of my dreams have gone. Only loneliness surrounds me. Now that you're gone, now that you're gone.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's a real great number, and thank you for being on the show with us tonight. Now it's time we introduce another of our featured opera performers, Miss Del Wood, and a number from her gold standard album, Del Wood and Her Ragtime Piano. Here is Ragging the Keys, Miss Del Wood.
folks, our star, Cowboy Copas, has a big new record out that's at the top of the country popularity polls, and I know everybody's been waiting to hear it. Here he is, our star, Cowboy Copas, and his number one record, Alabama!
My cornfield, I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Hey, one had a bushel and the other had a peck. One had a roast near tied around his neck. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama. Tied on her feet. Good morning, honey. Get over there, baby. Stand over there now. Well, hello, Sal. I know you with a rundown slipper and a door of shoe. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama.
This time. Certainly was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. And I know next week's show will be a real ringer with Porter Wagoner in the starring role with Buck Owens along as his special guest. Listen in, won't you, friends? And now this is Cowboy Copas saying, thank you, neighbors. We'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now but enjoying it less? Then you should change to Camels. Have a Camel cigarette. So have a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
If you are smoking more now but enjoying it less, change to Camel. Get complete smoking satisfaction each and every time you light up. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
So have a real cigarette. Have a Camel cigarette.
This portion is broadcast to the armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, which was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.